All right, today we pray for Rancho Cucamonga, another one of the largest cities in the county. It's located at the foothills of San Gabriel Mountains on the south side. Money Magazine ranked it as 42nd best place to live in the United States. It is close to major transportation hubs, airports, and highways. Coca-Cola, Frito-Lay, Big Lots, Mercury Insurance are some of the largest corporations there, including Southern California Edison, Amphisar Pharmaceuticals. It has many warehouses, and it's sunny on average 280 days a year compared to the 209 national average. Four of their public high schools earned silver distinction by U.S. News & World Report and received the Golden Gold Ribbon status by the California Department of Education. There's about 177,000 people living in Rancho Cucamonga, 43% white, 35% Hispanic, 9% African American, 10% Asian, which is the fastest growing group, 3% other. The average number of people in a house are 3, 42% have children under 18, 56% are married. They have about a 1-to-1 on male and female. Over 5,000 veterans, 2,500 in Vietnam, 2,200 in the Gulf Wars, over 200 in the Korean, and 150 in World War II. The job market's increased by 2.3%, and they expect a 40% growth over the next 10 years. The average household income is $83,000. It's home to Chaffey Community College, Victoria Gardens, and an outdoor lifestyle mall that includes a library and a live theater playhouse. It also houses the epicenter where the Quakes baseball team play. The Cucamonga Native Americans were the first who populated the area near a landmass known as Red Hill. Anthropologists think it might have been the largest indigenous tribe in the North Continent. After Spain controlled, then Mexico won the ground, Tubercio Tapia was granted 13,000 acres. He raised cattle, planted vineyards, established the Thomas Winery. California became a state, which brought the family of John Raines to purchase the property from the daughter of Tapia. Raines unhappily was murdered in 1862 after he expanded the vineyards. President Lincoln assigned a post office in 1864, the first in the western region. Railroads, water access later in the early 1900s brought people out to live, adding citrus, olives, peach trees to the vineyards. Chaffey, an engineer, expanded the area with irrigation, subdividing, adding electricity, irrigation, paved roads. Mexicans, often farmed workers, created their own area called the North Town and established Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church. Then a group of Italian immigrants similarly established a section, and the Sacred Heart Church became. There was a massive growth in the 70s, and after voting to establish Rancho Cucamonga with its own government, they came up with a plan focusing on public safety, sustainability, and a good quality of life. It used to be called, their motto, a city with a plan, but it's recently become a world-class community. So let's pray for Rancho Cucamonga. We pray for the first responders, the fire, the law enforcement, the medical. We know that at times during the year they have terrible air quality because of the amount of traffic, pollution, and other factors putting it underneath a mountain range. So we pray, God, for the people who are sensitive to that to be able to find ways to be creative when it is that bad and still get exercise. We pray for the fire outlook. It's had a fire before in the mountains, so we pray that does not happen again, and that pray for the first responders, the fire department and CAL FIRE, they be able to get out there and handle that quickly. We pray for the earthquakes. It is under the Cucamonga earthquake fault. We pray, God, that they will have proactive ways to prevent major damage and ways to handle if the event that there is one. The current drought condition is moderate. We pray for the businesses, the senior care facilities, the medical centers, the businesses and warehouses. We pray that people who are Christians will share their faith during breaks and model Christ's character. The most common jobs there are office and administration and support occupations. That's all, over 12,000 people. Management occupations, sales and related, high number of residents working in law enforcement, including supervisors, and there is firefighting and prevention and other protective service workers. These are the top ones. So we pray, God, for the people in those businesses that know your name, that they will honor your name and they will share their faith. We pray for the current mayor and the city council. We thank you that they were part of the National Day of Prayer. And we thank you and bless them, Father. We thank you that there are people that pray for them every time they have a council meeting, a public council meeting. We pray, God, that that will continue and this city will be known for its openness to the gospel. We pray for the schools in Rancho that the mask issues, the social distancing, the online, the curriculum mandates, that parents would share their voice and Christian teachers, administrators, parents and students will stand up and share their faith with boldness, that they would have prayer at the schools with the other students. And we pray, God, for the Christian schools to grow. And we pray, God, that both parties, both the public and the Christian, will not give in to the woke, the cancel culture, the CRT, critical race theory, nor the LGBTQ gender confusion. And instead, God, that would be raised in the ways that you want them to. We thank you that the crime is low in Rancho Cucamonga, and we pray that it will continue to be lowered, but there is a high number of people who improperly use cannabis. So we pray, God, that that will be discovered as it has recently. We do pray, Father, for the West Valley Detention Center that is housed in this community. And we pray, God, that it would be a safe place, that they would be able to send the prisoners to the right long-term prison place. We pray for reformation. We pray for the safety of both the prisoners and the ones that are watching over them. We also pray for ministries to rise up within it. It is a big place. We pray for the COVID stats. As of today, there's 198 cases. We pray people will recover and come home soon. We pray for churches to unite and that they would pray for revival and unity among them. There would be more laborers for the harvest, a boldness to share the gospel, that the older generation would still see their purpose. Those not attending after the pandemic, that they would return. Then that there would be innovative ways to reach the lost, through media versus face-to-face, that nobody would feel like being a silo, that they would connect with others. We pray that there would be no division of race, that there would be peace over fear, connection over isolation, a breath of life over dry bones, unity over division, a gentleness over harshness, an increase of the fruit of the Spirit in how we act both publicly and privately and on social media. That there would be humility over pride, movement over paralysis, freedom over bondage, a spirit of boldness versus fear, stillness over busyness, simplicity over complexity, and being spirit-led over being self-reliant. We pray for more neighborhood prayer walks, and we pray for the mental health issues, because in this city, three students killed themselves the first week of school in 2019. So we pray those numbers decrease in Jesus' name.